good joke. That hair might be good in there.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I'll expound on a little folklore. This might have been the truth. Hope this one never happens to me. This old boy got up one morning, bounced out of bed. He waked up and smelled that good bacon and eggs a fixing downstairs, and that little woman a baking them biscuits and fixing some gravy to go with them. And he jumped into them boots and britches after he took care of his personal hygiene and went romping downstairs. And he was sitting there at the table, and he noticed one of his ears kept bothering him a little bit. He couldn't figure out why, and he'd dab at it with his napkin. He got through his breakfast and said, "Honey, the doctor always comes in before I have to go to work. I believe I'll go by and let him look at this ear. There's something wrong with it." Good doctor took a look in his ear, and he looked puzzled, and he took a second look, and he said, "Friend, I've got something strange to tell you. You have put a suppository in your ear." He said, "What?" "Yeah, that's what you've done." He said, "Well, may I use your phone?" "Sure, help yourself." He got his wife on the phone. He said, "Honey, I know where my hearing aid is now." As Jerry Lee Lewis said, think about it. Merle and I were sitting backstage at Carnegie Hall thinking about different songs, and I was messing with an old-time song that I used to hear. The words were kind of bluesy, but the melody wasn't. A couple of fellas recorded this in the late 20s, Darby and Charlton. Way down in Columbus, Georgia, wanna be back in Tennessee. Well, Merle said, "Dad, do you reckon we could change that around a little bit and make a real blues out of it and make the melody kind of match the words?" I said, "I don't know." This is mine, Richard's version of what Merle and I came up with.